Graham, and joining us inside Studio 208 is Orioles left-hander Daniel Schlereth. Daniel, thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, I really do appreciate it, and you're kind of an intriguing story. Let's first start with how things are going. First year, new team. This is your third organization. How are things going?
It's going great, man. Sarasota, the spring training here is a little bit nicer than what I'm accustomed to in Lakeland, so I'm really enjoying it. Sarasota is a great city, and I'm just really excited to be a part of the Orioles.
Now, it wasn't all that long ago. In 2008, you were a first-round pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then you get traded to the Detroit Tigers. Tell us about that.
That was crazy. I got drafted in 08 and then traded in 09, and I was the first-round pick in 08.
That's very rare in baseball.
I was I was shocked a little bit, and I felt like the Diamondbacks didn't really want me, so it was kind of a strange feeling, and I had made it to the big leagues in 20 or 25 innings after playing pro ball, so I felt like I did something wrong, but I guess when you get traded, that means somebody else wants you. So I wasn't too sad about it.
What's amazing is you're drafted in 08 out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
So you come from a very serious high level of baseball, and mm-hmm. we're seeing this more and more, that if you're a college-age pitcher and you get drafted, you can shoot pretty quickly to the
right.
big leagues. And you're drafted in 08. You get to the big leagues for Arizona in 2009.
Right.
You were a fast riser.
I was. I was a reliever in college, closer, whatever you want to call it in college. And I think that's why they picked me in the first round, is because they expected me to get there fast. And luckily I did. All the chips fell right and got there quickly. I think some of it may have been a little too quick, as I was a little bit immature at that time. But it's definitely nice to get your feet wet in the big leagues and professional baseball.
So you get to Arizona in 09. You're traded promptly to Detroit. You spent the last three seasons playing for Jim Leland and then some back and forth to the minor leagues. But you get there in 2010, and every year the Tigers pretty much contending at this point,
right,
and hoping to win a championship with some great players. You get there in 2010. You pitch well in just your 18 and two-thirds innings, and you had a 2.89 ERA. The next year, you pretty much are in Detroit's bullpen for the entire season, 3.5 ERA. So your career gets off to a good start there.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I've pitched pretty well, which is why I was surprised when Detroit non-tendered me this last year. But that's the business of baseball. You got to understand and roll with it. So I think thus far I've had a pretty good amount of success in the big leagues for being 26 years old. So something to build off, and it'll be fun to start a new chapter with Baltimore.
You struggled last year. You're on and off the DL a little bit, right?
Right. The whole year on the DL.
The whole year
practically,
on the DL.
Practically, yeah, April.
What happened? Why didn't they tender you a contract?
I'm not sure. They probably felt I wasn't healthy enough, I don't know what the reasoning is, but the fact of the matter is I'm an Oriole now, and I'm very excited to be here, and That's the business of the game, I guess. My advice to people is to not get hurt for a whole year, or else you're going to get non-tendered. So I felt like I had a great short stint in Detroit and played on some great teams with some great people. And here I am in Baltimore, excited that this team is young and up and coming. And that's a reason why I chose to come and be an Oriole.
Orioles left-hander Daniel Schlereth here on WBAL. How's your health right now?
It's good right now. Everything is good right now. Scheduled to pitch on Friday night, so got a couple of kinks to work out. I'm working with pitching coach Rick Adair right now on a few things and getting quicker to the plate. So just a couple adjustments to make, and I feel like I'll be ready to roll.
You were a closer in college. It's somewhat similar to Darren O'Day, who was a college closer for the University of Florida.
Right.
Houston Street,
yeah,
kind of taken out of that mold. And for Street, also a first-round pick, when he was taken by Oakland, there was no doubt he would be closing there soon. Was that
right,
kind of the method to the madness there?
I think it was in Arizona, but things come up, and there's needs for teams. And I think when they needed to make that trade, they did, and I was a piece of that, obviously. And Max Scherzer, who's been great for Detroit the last two, 3 years, he was a key part in that trade too. So I think with Arizona, that was the plan. And then and obviously with a new organization, things kind of change. And Detroit is a very high-end organization. They spend money on – they're not afraid to spend money on guys. We've learned that over the past few years. So I don't think I was ever looked at as a closer there, but I'm a back-end guy. I feel comfortable in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, and I know Baltimore's got a great setup and closer. And O'Day, I guess Strope, you can put him in there too.
Yeah.
And what a great year he had last year. And Jim Johnson, obviously, the relief man of the year, whatever you call it, Rolaids, whatever you want to call
something
it.
Something like that.
So this bullpen is absolutely stacked, and I just want to fit in.
When we come back with Daniel Schlereth, we'll ask him about fitting into this bullpen, what his hopes are for this coming season, and he had a very interesting childhood, and what was it like to have a very famous athlete father. We'll get into that coming up next with Daniel Schlereth here on Sportsline.